You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
To set up his family to find a match. So here is brought that when Yaakov Nahum Shalom left his parents' house on the way to Haran, it says, "Vayifga b'magom hahu." This is running to a special place.
It doesn't mention,
that's true. Yeah. So what was that place all about? Hara Moria. So how come it doesn't mention the name? It says Bamakom.
At the time of Abraham, take for money of the Isaac, so he said Bamakom.
Right, so why? Why it says Makom?
Because Shekhinah is there.
Right, Maqom is one of the terms that we use for Ribbono Shel Olam. As Bezad Hashem soon, for Haggadah, it mentions in the Haggadah also. And also the name is Har HaMoria. Why is called such a name? There's a special reason that this name is given to this mountain.
Everlasting.
I'm sorry?
Everlasting.
Everlasting. But what is Moria? What is the term is used for?
Moria.
What does Moria mean?
Teacher.
Beautiful. Yeah. Guidance. Yeah. Hora'ah. It's Kahara Moria. So the guidance is? No, that's Har Sinai. Har HaMoria, what is the guidance?
What to do?
Right, to get up early. Yeah, so easy. And get up early. Abraham got up early to bring his son as a sacrifice. So then Har HaMoria means to go out of your way, you know, to sacrifice. That's what the name is given. So here he says, Vayifga b'magom. What does Vayifga means? Running to a place. Rashi HaKadosh says he ran into the place. So what does that mean that he ran into the place? Hashem brought it to him. Beautiful. So what does that mean, Hashem brought it to him? He uprooted the mountain? He uprooted the mountain. So why he uprooted the mountain?
Because of the time.
Time?
Yeah.
What time?
He already passed it for giving the zakut to do the tefillah.
He did him a favor?
Yeah. No.
Yaakov knew?
He guided him to come over there, so his night and the tefillah and we created. Because Yaakov Avinu said, I passed the place. That's why. So because he regretted, Hashem bring it to him.
Why he was regretting that he passed the place?
Because he didn't have it in mind. He missed it. Because it's not that. He realized what he passed. It seems
he knew the place from before, like a hangout for him. He used to go there.
He knew the place?
It seems that way.
I'm sorry, what happened? His father's what?
The father, they pray all in this space, and want people to do the same thing.
Okay, so we're putting the pieces together. It's a puzzle. So the puzzle, we put it together. So we arrived at the conclusion, Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom, all of a sudden, came to his mind, ay, 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 as you said, but he said it differently, not like us. Why I passed the place that my fathers stopped and prayed? So he was kind of a little bit distracted because, you know, when you want to go get married, you know what it is? Actually, someone said, you know, what is the whole concept of getting married?
Learn how to be humble.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So he said, actually, getting married means to pay back for all the single times you had good time. To make up. Yeah, don't tell your wife. Don't tell your wife. Yeah, it takes some time to pay all. So now he's thinking to find it. Yeah, if you had too much fun, so you know, take some time. So. So now, so he was kind of distracted.
You wake up everybody, huh?
So he was very much in pain. No, you know, I missed it. So Ribbono Shel Olam, instead of letting him to come back to Har Moriah, so he brought a miracle, and the Har Moriah came to him. So that's what means Vayifga b'Magom Hahu. What does it mean? He ran into it. You should say it's a stop at the place. So here we see Ribbono Shel Olam brought the Har Moriah that he was so willing to have his tefillah, the place that his father and grandfather, Abraham and Isaac, they'd stop and pray. So obviously he knew that such a holy place it is. So he wanted exactly to do the same thing. So one thing we learn from here, what did we learn?
If you wish something fervently, kosher, very passion, Hashem brings.
Hazak Baro, it's exactly like a bas kol, beautiful. Yes, very nice. So here, if you have such a urge, such a passion, to wanting to do the will of Hashem, you don't need to make any trouble or any move. Hashem is going to bring it to you right away. Yeah. As we see, yeah, this, as we see here, very, very simple. Very,
so
very
easy. It can happen in this life too, to everyone.
I'm sorry?
So many times happen to people in this life too.
No, we're talking about this life. Yeah, this life. Yeah, of course. But the point matter here is anything that you want, Lashem Shamayim, Parnasa, wealth, Zibuk, children, anything that is for the sake of Shamayim, if only to make Ribbono Shel Olam happy, you don't need to make any effort. It comes to you automatically.
Amen.
You know what it is? But the passion, the urge has to be really
concrete.
Well, it has to be like extra.
Intense.
Well, you know, just imagine, you know, you're invited to a dinner. It's a very nice restaurant, right?
Kosher.
Obviously, yeah. Very high-class restaurant that your friend invited you to go to a restaurant that he told you, I'm going to pick you up at 8 p.m. So now, all day, what are you thinking about?
1 p.m.
8 p.m. John?
From 1 p.m. you think about
it. No, when you get up in the morning. When it's going to be 8 p.m. So now when the 8 p.m. comes, how do you feel? You look outside the window. You know, some people, you know, they're waiting for a call, and the call doesn't come. And they call themselves to see the phone is working or not. So how come he doesn't call me with the phone? There's something wrong with it. That's what exactly the urge has to be. 8 p.m. And I cannot wait, you know. And it's going to happen. It's going to be. And that's what Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom felt. Ay, ay, ay. How did I pass the place, the holy place, that my father's, create such a foundation? See, sometimes, people, they have very, very difficulty to accomplish what exactly the true task is. Like, for example, how do you write carrot?
C-A-R-O-T.
Oh. How do you write city?
City?
Yeah.
C-I-T-Y. C-I-T-Y.
How do you write China?
C-H-I-N-A.
I'm confused. Carrot, you start with C. City, you start with C. And China, you start with C. How does it work? I don't understand.
What's the problem?
So if it's a C, it should be C. How can you say for a city and a carrot and a China? Huh?
One nothing to do with the other.
What do you mean?
No, the one, sound is no, the sound. The letter
C. You're taking advantage of the C,
yes,
for the city and the carrot and the China? We make you up your mind.
Huh? In the pronunciation, you mean?
Yeah. How do you do this?
Shame on the people that they made this
speak. It depends who's sitting next to the sea.
What do you mean?
Yes, this is true. When you have H after that, it's different than you have I and after that.
Fine, but you're taking advantage of the sea. You know, you... How do you do this?
That's it.
How do you do this?
That's what they taught us.
So very interesting type of mentality that, you know, say, why not? It's a city. Why not? It's China. Carrot. Huh? So that means you have a freedom of choice to any way you would like to use it. Huh? So now, if I tell you, please come tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. So I can't. Why? Why you can't?
I'm sleeping.
Why?
That's for sure.
Right, just for example. Or like, let's say 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 p.m.
Because I go to attend in
fair. That's like a barrel. So now here, if you have such a variety to use the sea any way you like, so how come you don't use that freedom of choice in your life? Huh?
But it's not our priority. The priority is different. Someone, everybody has different priorities.
That's the whole point. Yeah, but how do you designate your priority in life? Huh? So here, if you have a choice, you're not going to write the carrot with the K, are you? Huh?
No,
you're not going to pass the English exam.
I put car, it's K, instead.
Yeah, the car also, yeah. Yeah. What is, there's a C, I'm sorry, you know, you have to change.
With a K.
It's a C, no, it's not with a K. Yeah. So you use your freedom of choice, yeah? So that's how exactly it is. So now here, what do we learn? Yaakov Avinu Shalom said, no, this is it. I want to stop by Har Moriah. She said, okay, that's what you want. I'm going to bring it to you. He could say, I passed it. What can I do?
Next time.
At this age, you know, he's 77 year old.
Young
man. At this moment, you know, to go back and, you know, you say, ay, 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 and then continue. That's what we do usually. Say, ay, 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 and you continue. But here you say, no. Your ay, ay, ay is really you want to go back and he started going back. So you see, Ribbono Shel Olam has respect for that. He says, you know, I respect you and I know you want it so bad, so I'll bring it to you. And that's what exactly the whole point in life here is. That we have to see, you know, what comes first, what is important. But I can say for myself, for, you know, after 120 years. And here, it's possible to do, unless you're waiting for the 8 p.m.
Rabbi, when the harmonia was moved, what happened to the vacuum which left behind? The vacuum.
Well, Hashem put it back again.
But there was a vacuum at the time.
Momentarily, because we see the next part here is that he came up with a revolutionary type of boost. It's called Arvit.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.